Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Over the past number of months, many people have begun to think about their treasure. They've been thinking about it with increasing concern. The value of savings is plummeting. The stability of the stock market is no longer. The value of homes has fallen. The cost of necessities has risen. And even those of us who have very little understanding of global economics are aware that there is an increasing financial crisis. Turmoil on Wall Street. Two of the strongest banks, Lehman Brothers and Washington Mutual, have collapsed in our own country. A strong financial institution, HBOS, has had to be rescued. The state of financial institutions around the world has driven almost everything else into second place on the news, and ordinary people feel apprehensive and helpless and threatened. And many, many questions rise in their minds. They can't get a satisfactory answer to those questions because the experts are all at variance. No one really knows. Where will it end? Is it better to keep your savings under the mattress after all? No one really knows. And people become fearful. And we cannot but be affected by the prevailing attitude of this day. Where are we to turn? And how are we to stand stable and peaceful in such a time? There are, of course, many great principles that are given to us in the Bible that will assuredly make us stable. You could, for example, think this morning of how we are to pray, as Jesus graciously taught us. Give us this day our daily bread. To live every day with that conscious dependence on the Lord for all we need. You could think of the direction Paul gives. If we have food and clothing, we will be content. That is enough for us to know and to have. But I want this morning to consider the principle which Jesus gives us here in this familiar passage. And as he concludes it, he says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." He is calling us to consider what it is that we really prize most, our treasure. Now, not many of us talk about treasure. Treasure is something that sounds like the thing we read about in those old storybooks with Long John Silver and golden doubloons and wooden chests and desert islands. But we do have a treasure. And the issue is, where is our treasure? It's something we all have. Jesus says, where your treasure is, your heart will also be. Wherever we put our treasure, it's going to have a profound effect on our hearts. So what is our treasure? Well, treasure is certainly the things we possess, is it not? It's money, it's possessions, it's things you can count, you can put on deposit, you can put into your savings. But it's much, much wider than that. Our treasure is the thing we prize most. It's those things we value most. That is our treasure. And Jesus explains that there are only two places to keep your treasure, the thing you value most, either on earth or in heaven. And every one of us is putting our treasure in one of those two places. Let's look then this morning at these two possibilities and how Jesus speaks to us of these particular possibilities. We look first of all at the person whose treasure is on earth. His chief concern is about this world. The things he lives for are here in this world. Maybe his savings, maybe his possessions, maybe his reputation, but whatever it is that really he lives for, it's here in this world. What does our Lord say about such a person? He says to him several things. First of all, he says, your investment is not safe. Now, that's the very last thing an investor wants to hear. He wants to hear that his investment is going to increase in value, or at least keep pace with inflation. But our Lord says that if your treasure is on earth, it can never be secure. It can never be secure because you can't safeguard it. In the Sermon on the Mount, the parallel passage, Jesus says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. If your treasure is earthly, you're exposing it to several dangers. Inflation may erode its worth. The bank may collapse. The holiday firm to which you have paid all this money for that exotic trip may collapse. A thief can break in and take away your paintings and drive off in your car. If you're putting your treasure on earth, it's an investment which can never be secure because you can't safeguard it. And it can't be secure because you can't keep it. One day you will leave it all behind, like the rich landowner. We brought nothing into the world. We can take nothing out. Job said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. You can't safeguard it. You can't keep it. And you can't control it. Notice how our Lord speaks about this wealthy landowner who accumulated so much, but he can't keep it. And then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? All the things he's treasured are going to be left behind, and he has no idea what will become of them. Will they be squandered, sold on, seized by the taxman? He has no idea. Jesus says, if you're laying up treasure on earth, your investment can never be safe. Simple, clear principle. Do we remember it? But then he says, if you're laying up treasure on earth, you will always be worried. In this passage, you'll notice Jesus speaks about being anxious. Do not be anxious, he says to his people. For the pagan world runs after all these things. This is the way people in the world think. And therefore, they are worried. They have no protection against being anxious. Because they're running after all these things, they can't actually prevent themselves being worried and anxious. Will we have enough? What's going to happen to our standard of living? All those questions. To look for security in this world is a recipe for anxiety. And then our Lord says, not only that your investments will never be secure and you will always be worried, but then he says you will never be truly rich. Verse 21. This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich towards God. The wealthy landowner looked like a rich man, but our Lord says he was not at all rich. He wasn't rich in the only way that counts, because you can't live for the world and live for God. You cannot serve God and mammon. That was the tragedy of the landowner. He was trusting in something other than God. He was looking for meaning in his life apart from God. He thought that his treasure brought him security. He didn't realize he was accountable to God, depending on him for life and breath and everything else. He was living without any real thought of God. So even though his bank balance looked extremely healthy, he wasn't at all rich. To be rich towards God is to depend on him, to look to him, to know we are accountable to him. To be rich toward God is to look to him in faith, to trust in the Lord Jesus, to commit our lives to him. Jesus said in the letter to the one of the seven churches, I command you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich. Here is true riches. So what blindness, what futility to lay up treasure on earth. Our Lord says if you're doing that, your investment will never be safe. You will constantly be exposed to anxiety, and you will never be really rich. Let's make sure that we are not laying up treasure on earth. You see, there are only two places where you can put your treasure. Let's make sure, let's make very sure that we are not laying up our treasure on earth. We need to think about that, because nearly everybody around us is laying up treasure on earth. And we can be affected by the way the world thinks. So secondly, let's look at the other man. This is the person whose treasure is in heaven. So what kind of a person is it who lays up treasure in heaven? Well, it's certainly someone who believes in heaven, who knows it is real. Someone who has seen that this present life is not all there is. That was the fundamental error of the first man. He cannot see beyond this world. Everything he values, everything he does, all his ambitions, all his hopes, and all his dreams are concentrated on this present world. But the second man has come to see beyond that. He has come as a sinner to the Savior. He has trusted in the Lord Jesus. He has received eternal life. He knows it is real. And he lives making heavenly matters his primary concern. He's laying up treasure in heaven. What does Jesus say about that man? He says, you have absolute security. Verse 33 sounds perhaps a little perplexing to us. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted. We're to understand this carefully, because Jesus is not meaning that his people are forbidden to own property, clearly not, or to have savings, clearly not, In fact, the Bible teaches, doesn't it, elsewhere, that the believer who doesn't make any provision for his family is worse than an unbeliever. And the Bible directs us that we are to enjoy properly all the good things which God has given to us. But in saying this, sell your possessions and give to the poor, Jesus is reminding us and showing us that truly the things we have are not, in fact, ultimately ours at all. We have received them as gifts from God. And to lay up treasure in heaven, to provide yourself with a purse that won't wear out, is certainly to recognize that we have been given everything we have, that it doesn't ultimately belong to us, and that we are to use these things as stewards. We are to see ourselves as stewards of them. They've been lent to us to be used as God directs us. It's challenging to think how to do that, isn't it? But that's what we're called to do. When you're laying up treasure in heaven, then you're providing yourself with a bag or a purse that will never grow old. It's really saying to us, hold all you have in an open hand. Only the vaults of heaven are safe from fraudulent dealers and erosion and loss. The Lord Jesus says to the man who's laying up treasure in heaven, who's making heavenly matters his chief concern, who's looking there, you're absolutely secure. But then he has something else. He says, you have no need to worry. The first man is distraught with anxiety. Look at what's happening to his investments, his savings, his reputation, all sorts of things. But the second man is told that he does not need to worry. Do not worry. Do not worry. Why are you worried? Our Lord says. Worry is an awful thing, isn't it? It's really destructive. It wears us down. Worse than that, it is dishonoring to the Lord. Jesus says, if you're laying up treasure in heaven, you don't need to worry about those ordinary things like clothing and food, the things you need. You don't need to worry about them. Why not? Because wonderfully, your Father knows you need them. He knows you need them. Will he not clothe you, O you of little faith? You don't need to let anxiety take root in your heart. The person laying up treasure in heaven never has to worry. He can trust his Father for all his needs. Our Lord says you're absolutely safe. You have no need to worry. And then he says you are truly rich. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. The church in the world, the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, are like a little flock. It looks small, it looks weak, it looks vulnerable. But we are given a great assurance. Your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Joyfully and with delight, he has given you the kingdom. That's what you possess. All the riches of heaven belong to you now. All the blessings of heaven are now yours. Not only that eternal inheritance which can never spoil or fade or pass away, but now the blessings of heaven are yours. God has given you the kingdom. And all the blessings of the kingdom are yours. And they'll never be lost. And this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. It's a kingdom of peace and of joy. Aren't you really rich? You've been given the kingdom. Aren't you rich? The person laying up treasure in heaven is making heavenly matters his chief concern. His view of life has that eternal perspective. I'm a pilgrim. I'm a steward of all the things that the Lord has given me. I'm to use them in a way that is pleasing to him and that will honor him. I'm to be content with them. I'm to trust him for every particular need. And as I live like that, do you know what's happening? I'm laying up treasure in heaven. Where is your treasure? Crucial, isn't it, to consider that question, because there are only two possible places where we can deposit our treasure. Either in earth or in heaven. So how do we know this morning? How do we know where we are depositing our treasure? How can you tell? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's how you tell. Your heart will always follow your treasure, either down onto the earth or up into heaven. What is it that we count as really, really important? Would we be terribly upset if the stock market collapsed, if our savings evaporated? Or would we be really, really upset if we disobeyed God? Where is your treasure? What is it you are most concerned about? What is it you dream about? Where your heart is, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And that's how we know, isn't it? That's how we know where our treasure is. Let's be sure that none of us is laying up treasure on earth. Let's be sure. Our Lord says that's a hopeless, helpless, dreadful thing to do. Let's be sure we're laying up treasure in heaven, trusting in him, holding with an open hand all he's given, depending on him for the things we need, and looking to him for the grace to live godly, heavenly lives. Amen. Let's bow in prayer.